Bez Hashem, we continue with Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph, Ois, Lamed, Tes, Shin number 61 at the first side of his Medrash. Rabbeinu Yonah now brings proofs to the importance of viewing all mitzvahs, even the kalois, kichamurois, even the non-severe transgressions as severe transgressions. And he brings a pasuk, which we have discussed in the past, pasuk in Mishlei. We said over from the Chofetz Chaim, who brings from the Gra on the pasuk in Mishlei, Perik Yud Gimel, pasuk Yud Gimel. Boz lidavar yichaveloi v'yirei mitzvah hu yishulam. Boz lidavar yichaveloi. Just to say over the beautiful Gra that the Chofetz Chaim brings in the Svarim, that a person who is boz l'davar, boz is a lashon bizoyin, bizoyinus, disgrace. A person disgraces a davar. Davar means a word. Or in the case here we're discussing means the word of Hashem, which is the word of Hashem is a mitzvah. A person who disgraces a mitzvah, yichaveloi, that mitzvah which he disgraced will come back and punish him. That mitzvah which he disgraced, each mitzvah is connected, as we know, to a different body part. And that part of the body that he didn't perform the mitzvah properly with, that mitzvah, which corresponds to that part of his body, will yechav aloi, will come to harm him. That's how the Gra explains this pasuk. Rabbeinu Yoin is telling us over here, this is the source in Tanakh, a source in Tanakh, that we have to view all mitzvahs, the light ones like severe ones as well. Boz l'davar yichav aloi v'yirei mitzvah hu yishulam. Ki yichav aloi min hapnim asher zachainu. Like we discussed earlier, that this person will suffer injury. That was in Ois Lamed Ches, we mentioned this. V'yirei mitzvah, but the person who is yirei mitzvah, he's very careful, he's concerned, not to mevatel, not to miss out on a positive mitzvah, on a mitzvah's assay, shuyari levato mitzvah kasha yira avera chamura. Generally speaking, and Rabbeinu Yoina will discuss this more in Shar Gimel, Mitzvah Hashem will get there together. A mitzvah's lois assay, a mitzvah transgression that we are obligated not to transgress. Don't transgress a certain mitzvah. The lois asay, are more chomer than the asay, generally speaking. We have to make sure that we view the lack of doing a mitzvah as serious and severe, the same way a person would view transgressing the word of Hashem. When Hashem says, don't do something, lois asay, don't do. The same way a person's attitude is fearful, the yirei mitzvah, hu yishulam, he'll be rewarded. He'll be rewarded, as we'll see shortly how Rabbeinu Yoin explains that part. He views the mitzvah, the raisa, the asay, the positive commandment, with the same trepidation of chas v'shalom violating and forfeiting that transgression, because he's violating, he's not listening to Hashem. Hashem says, don't, and he does. Hu yishulam, he'll be rewarded. Where is this reward going to be? So then Rabbeinu Yonah tells us this reward will be in Olam Haba. Of course, there's a benefit of doing the mitzvahs here as well. Say with a story with Rav Aaron Kotler, that if you have a person who supports Torah, will get the same reward as the person who learns Torah in Olam Haba. So that's great. That's all you need to do. You support Torah. You don't have to like fulfill. I have to do the mitzvahs, but you don't have to learn all the Torah here, which that's incorrect. Also, you have to learn to the greatest ability. Says Rav Aaron Kotler, you know what he's missing out? He's missing out Olam Hazeh. He'll have Olam Haba, But when you learn Torah, you're getting Olam Hazeh as well. Rabbi Yehuda continues to explain, Havizar b'mitzvah kala g'v'chamura. Be very careful, says the Mishnah Perkei Avos. We have a Perkei Avos here today, it's at 3:30. Havizar b'mitzvah kala g'v'chamura. Be very careful with a mitzvah kala, what we call a minor mitzvah, just like you are with a major mitzvah. Mitzvah brings to another mitzvah. When a person does a mitzvah, it creates this spiritual bubble and push to do another mitzvah. Even if it's a minor mitzvah, it pushes him to do another mitzvah. And that's a pshat over here, someone to learn. Sheschar mitzvah, mitzvah, schar avera, avera. That the reward for a mitzvah is a mitzvah, and the reward for an avera is an avera. Many different shotim, but the way Rabbi Yoin is explaining now over here is that when a person is doing a mitzvah, he envelops himself with this desire to want to do another mitzvah. And that's why the reward of that mitzvah is to be able to do another mitzvah. And the more mitzvahs you do, of course, you acquire a tremendous Olam Haba. And unfortunately, the reward of an Avera is an Avera, because a person envelops himself with this push and desire to do another Avera. And what happens is now it's Hashem's divine protection has left this person. And now he has to go against the grain. If we could give a mashal, imagine you're stuck in traffic on the turnpike. You can't turn around. You can't get to the exit. You see the sign, the next exit's another 10 miles. And you're sitting there. How are you going to turn around? How are you going to get out of there? So you see some people doing something which you should never do. He goes where only the police are allowed to go, and he tries to turn around. And then what happens? So you see someone doing that, and the undercover cop pulls him over. You're going against the grain. When you do a mitzvah, you're flowing, no traffic, you're going the right direction. One mitzvah after another mitzvah, another mitzvah. When you're doing a very, you want to turn around, you could do it. But it's going to be much harder. You could turn around. You'll have to wait, or it'll be difficult. That's just a mashal. When the person does one aveir, another aveir, he gets into this approach, aveir gereres aveir. So he could turn around. Of course, always do tshuva. He could do tshuva. But it's going to be more difficult. That's a pshat over here. That we take every mitzvah, the kalois, the chamurois, mitzvah gereres mitzvah, aveir gereres aveir, let's be zeicha, to pile up mitzvah gereres mitzvah.